Hello and welcome live from Tehran. You've tuned to Press TV's World News. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being aboard. Well, the Iranian president, in a phone call with his French counterpart, says Tehran rejects anything beyond its commitments under the nuclear deal. Hassan Rouhani reminded Emmanuel Macron that Iran's foreign policy is based on trust, and the deal, known as the JCPOA, is the first significant pillar of trust building between Iran and Western countries. Rouhani also said Tehran is ready to respond to United States' possible withdrawal from the deal, adding that several preliminary measures have already been taken in this regard. Meanwhile, the UK, France, and Germany have agreed upon supporting the Iran nuclear deal, with the possibility of extending a number of clauses to the accord. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has also weighed in with President Donald Trump's stance on the deal, which is still unclear.
Let me start by underlining he has made no decision on the nuclear deal, whether to stay in or get out. He is certainly considering the framework, the four pillars that President Macron laid out in their meetings last week, the Iran nuclear situation now, the Iran nuclear situation in the future, Iran's ballistic missiles, and regional peace and security. And that, I think, is something that's of interest to the president and worth pursuing. But in terms specifically of the nuclear deal, there's no decision on that yet.
But I guess what I'm asking is, does he feel that bad actor around the world?
Bolton said that the president has had a generally negative view of the deal, but nothing is certain without further discussions with the European allies of the U.S. Trump had earlier said that he may quit the agreement on May the 12th unless the EU signatories of the 2015 accord try to, quote, have it fixed. Crossing over to Laguna Beach, California, joined by Mr. Alexander Al-Zadgan, Professor of International Political Economy. Thanks so much for being with us. So, well, what do you make of the latest statements coming out of Washington? At the end of the day, do you think that the U.S. is going to quit the deal or not on May the 12th?
We're estimating that the U.S. will, in fact, quit the deal. We're really troubled when we hear statements where the Europeans and their four principles or four framework, whatever they want to call it, they actually have the audacity to talk about or to want to bring in Iranian missile technology into this. Let us not forget that not too many days ago, the Tripartite actually attacked an innocent country with 103 missiles. So it's very odd to me that they get to talk about, you know, missiles that the Iranians have for peaceful purposes, for self-defense, and bring that issue into discussion. It's going to be either all or nothing. This is the Iranian position. As far as the not all concerns are being addressed, which is what John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, and others talk about, it seems to me they haven't really studied the 159 pages of the JCPOA. And they should really stop this media war and propaganda war, and that should be replaced with dialogue and diplomacy, which is something that's lacking. What we see from Washington, what we have been seeing from Washington and will continue to see from Washington is arm twisting and punitive measures, and the fact that Washington is actually addicted to sanctions. So even if they pull out and the Europeans supposedly stay in, we're going to have a period of uncertainty until certain things will be adjusted. But my counsel to my Iranian counterparts is to not negotiate anything whatsoever. You cannot renegotiate something that took you 12 years to negotiate in the first place. So for them to keep changing the goalpost is absolutely ridiculous, mm-hmm, and unethical, and it's a violation of the spirit and the letter of the law.
Well, Alexander, what do you see happening if actually the United States does get out of it? And of course, and Iran has said that it will not adhere to the deal if the United States backs out of its position. What do you see? What's your forecast and possibilities of what can happen?
Well, if the United States pulls out of this deal, it's going to give an opportunity to the Iranians, especially the ones on the right, who were never happy with this deal, who felt Iran compromised too much on this deal to come out. That's certainly one option. If they keep pushing the Iranians, as we heard from the Supreme National Security Council, Admiral Shamkhani, is that if they keep pushing the Iranians, Iran may come out of the NPT altogether. So they are playing a very, very sensitive game here. They need to keep in mind that this is a window of opportunity for the West, particularly the United States, to resolve this issue or come to some kind of an agreement, as was agreed on July 14th. Otherwise, if this window of opportunity passes, there's the possibility the hardliners or the conservatives.
Alexander, thanks so much. I'm gonna wrap this up. We're having some audio difficulties, but I appreciate you being with us out of Laguna Beach, Alexander Azad Gunn, professor of international political economy.